Masechet Shavuot, Perek Het Mishnah, Dalet. We learned in the last Mishnah that a Shomer pays kefel, he pays double payment when he's considered to be a thief. Here we'll go more into that halakha about kefel in terms of a thief. This Mishnah has nothing to do with a false swear. Mishnah says, Amar le'ahad bashuk, hechan shori sheganavta. If a person says to another person in the marketplace, where's the ox that you stole? Where's my ox that you stole? But the person he's accusing says, I didn't steal anything. But witnesses show up and they say that he did steal. We say, Meshalem tashlume kefil. The halakha is he pays a double payment. Tavach umachar, Meshalem tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. If the witnesses also testify that he slaughtered or sold it after he stole it, then he pays the 4 or 5 time payment that we have when it comes to a sheep or an ox. Even though in this case it's a 5 time payment because it's an ox, the halachic term of arba'a v'hamisha is used. Ra'a edim shemishamishim uba'im. If the thief never admitted anything, but then he saw that witnesses were approaching and he was nervous that they were going to say his crime and what he did, and then he would have to then pay the kefel, he would have to pay the double payment. So he jumped and he admitted everything. Amar ganavti, aval lo tavachti velo macharti. He admitted that he stole the ox, but he did not admit to slaughtering or selling it. So when the witnesses came and they gave in the rest of the information, they came and testified that he also either slaughtered or sold it. So we say, Eno meshalem ela kid, and he only would have to pay the principal. He would not have to pay the double payment for stealing it. We say that the double payment is a knas, it's a penalty, and it only applies to a person who does not admit it. So here, he admitted to the penalty, he admitted to what he did, to his crime, and therefore he would not have to pay the penalty. Also, the arba'a v'hamisha would not apply, because a person who admits what he did and is not obligated in the kefil, in the double payment, is also exempt automatically from the fivefold payment as well.